This is Scott Mills, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
A very big good afternoon to you all. Bonjour. And hello to all of you lovely listeners tuning in to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM 92.3. I am Kieran Tuttiot. I am your host for this 1 hour extravaganza of music from the world's biggest singing competition, the Eurovision Song Contest. The winner of the Eurovision Song Contest 2016 with her song called Smile. That's a Jamalo there singing, yes. And that song was in the Ukrainian national final in 2011 for the Eurovision Song Contest in Dusseldorf. Now, the 2011 Ukrainian national final was shrouded in controversy. Oh, goodness me, it was indeed. Now, it was really quite strange because I'll explain it to you. Jamala, with the song Smile, was originally set to perform in the new final. Now, there was basically, it was just a mess. What happened was, really, Tanya Volaze and Vitaly Gali were disqualified for having over six performers on stage. Aneski withdrew, but performed one of their songs out of the competition. This is in the Ukrainian national final. The winner was chosen by a combination of televoting, 45%, and jury voting, 45%, and internet votes of 10%. Was announced to be Mika Newton. Now, however, just as the previous year, the outcome of the final led to controversy and chaos. A jury member, Hannah Herrmann, asked for the re-evaluation of the votes as rumours and miscounting of votes swerved around. This led to a new final, scheduled to take place on March the 3rd of 2011. Since most objections against the previous result revolved around artists being voted multiple times from the same telephone numbers. In the new final, only votes coming from unique phone numbers would be counted. The results would be declared entirely by televoting. So, Jamala with the song Smile was originally set to perform in the new final, but she withdrew from it on March the 1st, claiming that votes would be again rigged. Very soon afterwards, Zlatka Olgavernich from the 2013 Eurovision, representing Ukraine that year, also withdrew, stating that she was due to take part in another television show that day. So this left Mika Newton as the artist to represent Ukraine, but it remained unknown which song she would have performed at Eurovision. On March the 4th, Newton and the competition organisers, NTU, declared Angel would be sent to Eurovision 2011 with better arrangements. A new music video for the song was presented on March the 15th, featuring a revamped version. Ukraine went on through the second semi-finals on March the 12th, eventually finishing fourth in the voting on the final on the 14th of May. Ukraine got 12 points from Armenia, Azerbaijan and Slovakia that year. Not gaining much love in Eastern Europe, sorry, in Western Europe, if I'm perfectly honest with you. But what we're going to do is actually listen to eventually the Ukrainian entry in 2011. Yes, it's Mika Newton with Angel, Ukraine 2011.
When you look into my eyes, world becomes a better place. And you know it deep inside, love is taking all the space. Baby, I love you and you. Of you, my dream is a feeling.
Hello, this is Highway from Montenegro.
You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
And this is our song, The Real Thing. Enjoy.
Highway with The Real Thing. That was Montenegro 2016. Oh, it came 10th for the jury, you know. That's pretty incredible. And surprising to me, personally. But it came like 17th, I think, in the first semi-final of this year's Eurovision Song Contest. So there you go. That's why it didn't qualify. Oh dear, never mind. Right, okay, we're going to move on to another song, and from Montenegro, but not a Montenegrin Eurovision entry, but this gentleman represented Montenegro last year, in 2015, yes, Knez. He sang an amazing Balkan ballad called Andio and gave Montenegro's best result so far. And here's a song from him that was released in April of 2014. It's called Donna, but D-O-N-N-A, where Calliope, Macedonia's 2016 entry, was called Donna, D-O-N-A. So this is Knez with Donna. So, ladies, if you fancy a dance, get your handbags on the floor and start dancing around them. Knez, Donna, here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no. na kiši, poki slano kože, drhtala ko plamen svijeće, tako lijepa žena Bože, rekla mi je samo, bol je za slabiće, kao da se dugo znamo, pozvala na piće, ja sam dona, ne ostavljaj me samu. Od te je noći ona mnoge zore dočekala u mom stanu. Vidao je nisam sa kim one suze, došla je sa kišom, a donijela mi sunce. Zona, nijedna više kao ona, kad mi po kožu uđe voda srce, tuđe je u grudima. Zona, jedina ljubav i moja, još uvijek kada čujem zvona, korak sam dobudila. Glumio sam kako spavam, dok je ona plakala. Nikad više nije do nas bila kao prije. Nestalo je one sreće, one magije. S djevojačke večeri prva je otišla. Nazdravila nesrećnima, svoju čašu prolila. I sutra pred svima srušila je sve. Kada mi je na vjenčanju samo rekla ne. Zona, nijedna više kao ona, kad mi po kožu uđe voda srce, tuđe je u grudima. Zona, jedina ljubav i moja, još uvijek kada čujem zvona, korak sam dobudila. Bila je moj jedini bol, došla je s kišom, zato samo jesen ostaje za njom. Oh, zona, nijedna više kao ona, kad mi po kožu uđe voda srce, tuđe je u grudima. Zona, jedina ljubav i moja, još uvijek kada čujem zvona, korak sam dobudila.
Hello, this is Douwe Bob from the Netherlands. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Portugal, 1990 there. Nucha with Hala Sempre Um Game. There you go. That's as much singing as I'm going to be doing this week. Oh, well, I hope you're enjoying the show. Thank you for tuning in. If you'd like to follow us on Twitter, please do. Our Twitter handle is @ESC Showcase. ESC Showcase, okay? And also, you can like our Facebook page, facebook.com/ESC Showcase, or just go to your Facebook search engine and just type in the Eurovision Showcase, and you'll find us there. Not forgetting as well, you can download any of our previous shows as a podcast anywhere you want, or just go to podbean.com and search for the Eurovision Showcase, and you'll find them all there tucked nicely together for you. And you can find them any type of shows for God knows when. For years and years and years, they're all stored on there. So enjoy that. Enjoy that. Right, it's now time for
Rob's Random Request.
And Rob's one this week is really good. I'm very, very impressed. And he's picked a song from the 1983 Eurovision Song Contest. Did he listen to last week's show? Possibly. Well, he better have done anyway, otherwise I'll go swinging. No, I'm kidding. No, Rob's picked Switzerland 1983. Ah, I love this tune. I love this one too. Yes, it's called I Così Non Ci Sto from Mariella Fare. Switzerland 1983 coming 15th with 28 points. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to treat you to the live version too. So we'll have two live and kickings this week on the Eurovision Showcase.
String for the United Kingdom. The Swiss entry is being sung in Italian. Io così non ci sto. That's not this way. It's a sort of cri de coeur against laissez-faire. Maybe because it's a game to spend an evening together to kill your boredom. Oh no, not this way. It'll be sung by Mariella Fare, who's of Italian parents.
Die Schweiz und ihr Beitrag, the entry of Switzerland, la contribution de la Suisse, io così non ci sto. L'auteur, Nella Martinetti. Die Komponisten, the composers, les compositeurs, Tommy Gonzenbach und Remo Kessler.
We'll be here all night. Everybody's getting a round of applause.
Der Dirigent, the conductor, le chef d'orchestre, Robert Weber.
Robert Weber is also a freelance arranger, composer, and a studio musician.
Es singt the performing artist, interpreté par Mariella Fare.
Now, Switzerland won the first Eurovision in 1956 in Lugano, but they haven't won it since.
Così non mi va, io non ci sto. Si fa per amore oppure no? Lascia segno un'avventura, una donna, ci rimetto sempre un po'. Innamorarsi non ha senso, tu stai da sempre con lei. Se magari per gioco, sei soltanto per fare l'amore, una volta e poi basta, per un colpo di testa, senza alcuna emozione, né sentimento, niente qua dentro, io così non ci sto. E poi chi sarà, chi di noi due, a stare col dubbio dentro il cuore,
Mariella Fare singing to Switzerland in Italian. Io così non ci sto. Not this way.
Big finish there for Russia 2009. My favourite Russian Eurovision entry, and still to this day. Anastasia Prikhikardo with Marmo. Oh, I'm never good with Russian. Anyway, privet to all of our Russian listeners. Yes, I'm sure there's plenty of them there. Right, let's move on. It's time for the Eurovision Showcase news today on Sunday the 29th of May 2016 with me, Kieran Tutyet. Russia is holding an open selection process to find their singer and song for this year's Junior Eurovision Song Contest. Submissions are open from 30th of May until the 15th of July, after which point an audition round will be held in Moscow on July the 20th, and the participants selected in the audition will compete in Artek in Crimea on August the 15th, where the Junior National Final for Russia will take place. Bosnia-Herzegovina's national broadcaster, BHRT, may become the second country within 2 months to be removed from the European Broadcasting Union due to outstanding debts. BHRT has been given to the end of May to settle a part of their debts to the EBU, or they will be suspended from the organisation. BHRT currently owes the EBU 6 million Swiss francs, which is 5.4 million euros of unpaid fees. If BHRT do not meet the current scheduled payments for the national broadcaster, will lose access to new services and sports rights such as Euro 2016 in France. Now, Lviv and Kiev are the front runners to host next year's Eurovision Song Contest, according to a public poll in Ukraine. The poll, which was carried out by TSN Tadzien, asked 30,000 people on their Facebook page which city they would like to host next year's contest, and Lviv was the most popular at 44% and Kiev at 21%. A number of countries have confirmed that they will participate in next year's Eurovision Song Contest, including Portugal. The full list are on at eurovoir.com. And for more Eurovision news, head over to esebuzz.com. I am Kieran Tutyet. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase here on 92.3 Forest FM, right here on the south coast of the United Kingdom. I feel the music
with Forest FM. We are flying over the Canadian Rockies, where hikers claim to have seen that rarest creature of all. Wait, I see it. Canadian fan of the Eurovision Song Contest.
This is Eurovision Canada calling. Eurovision Canada Podcast, a Canadian perspective on the Eurovision Song Contest. Available on iTunes or EurovisionCanada.com.
I can now reveal that the winner and the UK representative for Eurovision 2016 is Joe and Jake.
Join us as the Eurotrip team bring you the latest news, music and general loveliness from the Eurovision Song Contest.
I think we've got to commit to this. I knew we both really wanted to, and here we are today, living the dream. We're just working so hard, doing everything we can for Eurovision.
For reviews, views and everything you need to know, follow us on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook.
It's going to be incredible. Hope we make you all proud.
The countdown to Eurovision.
This is the Eurotrip.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hello, this is Zoe from Austria. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Loin d'ici. Enjoy.
On chante dans un pays, loin d'ici, à la recherche d'un.
Hello, this is Dean,
Anna, Galal,
and we're coming from Bosnia and Herzegovina.
You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
And this is our song, Ljubavje.
Enjoy.
Yes, enjoy.
Hi, I'm Niamh Kavanagh, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran.
Yes, that's Sarah Carlson with Celebrate. That was the opening song to the 1991 Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, Sarah Carlson, a relatively well-known singer in the United States. And she was invited to make a song, I guess, and sing it at the start of the Eurovision Song Contest. Even though she wasn't actually on the stage, it was a pre-recorded segment of her dancing around various parts of Italy, which was quite funny. But certainly of its time in the early 90s. Oh, dear. Stock Aitken and Waterman could have wrote that, couldn't they, really? In perfect honesty. Right, we're going to head to the 2010 Eurovision Song Contest and that type of era. Now, again, with Ukraine, they had a real difficult time in 2010. Initially, they had an internal selection, and the gentleman who was going to sing in the national final was singing about five songs, and then let the public decide, was Vasyl Lazarevich, okay? And he won the Ukrainian national final with the song I Love You. But for some reason, NTU, the Ukrainian broadcaster, decided to screw it, take the song and put it in a general national final. So they had a short submission of songs, and Vasyl ended up coming seventh in that national final, the second national final, the new national final. And Alyosha, with the song To Be Free, won the Ukrainian national final. So basically, Vasyl Lazarevich was been told null and void, he can't go. But then they ended up changing Alyosha's song from To Be Free to the song Sweet People, and ended up giving Ukraine its 10th place with 108 points at the 2008 Eurovision Song Contest. Which, I'm not a great fan of the origin of the new song, you know, Sweet People by Alyosha. Not my favourite at all. But I really like Vasyl's song, I Love You, it's great. So, the original Ukrainian entry to the 2010 Eurovision Song Contest was this song, Lazarevich, yes, I hope I pronounced that, with I Love You, here on the Eurovision Showcase. Now I'm going to run into a dark room quick.
Я душі, ти музика в мені, лінія долі. Ти грішна і свята, ти правило життя всього мого буття.
Soppy, but I love that song, it's so good. Ukraine's original entry to the 2010 Eurovision Song Contest. Oh, what could have been? Never mind.
Sverige, vi har ett resultat.
Sweden's Eurovision winner in 2012. Probably the most successful Eurovision winner in the last 10 years, at least, if not longer. Yes. So, great song from Loreen. We're going to head over to Switzerland in 1984 and now. It's from Rainy Day, and the song is called Wisch Farbe hat die Sonne Schein. There you go. You can't say that twice, can you, quickly? Enjoy this one, Switzerland 1984.
Schon als kleines Kind hab ich nachgedacht, wie man sowas malt, so ein Bild von der Welt. Und wer weiß, wie ein Maler und schön, voller Sonnenschein, sah ich jeden Tag. Aber dann in der Nacht, da fiel mir stets die gleiche Frage ein.
Welche Farbe hat der Sonnenschein? Welche Farbe hat der Sonnenschein? Er wird schatten oder liegt. Schau die Welt mit.
Schmerz. Welche Farbe hat Krieg und wie macht man den Hunger und die Not?
Welche Farbe hat der Sonnenschein? Welche Farbe hat die Welt? Ist sie blau wie das weite Meer?
There we are, that's Switzerland 1984 there from Rainy Day. Welche Farbe hat der Sonnenschein? What colour is the sun? Switzerland 1984. Right, well, one of the lasting memories of this year's Eurovision Song Contest in Stockholm, Sweden was the interval act. Not only the amazing song, and I think the best song ever of Justin Timberlake there with... Oh, with his brand new song, great. Can't Stop the Feeling, amazing tune. But also, this interval act from Petra Mürde and Monzel Melöf. This is Peace, Peace, Love, Love.
Step one, get everyone's attention. A powerful, majestic start. Maybe a battle horn of some kind.
Step two, drums. There has to be drums. It doesn't hurt if the drums are played by gorgeous, topless men. It's proven very efficient throughout the years. But please feel free to try other alternatives. It's proven very helpful to go the exact opposite way. Use a grandmother.
Step three. Show the viewers your country's ethnic background by using an old traditional folklore instrument that no one's heard of before.
No, no. In this case, it's proven much more efficient to not use a young model. Go with an old man instead. A beard helps.
This instrument is called the Swedish Kvinnaböske, a small roundish piece from the horn family inherited from the Vikings. Just make something up. No one will know. Step four. In Eurovision, nothing says winner like a violin. Trust us, bring a violin.
The violin, the drums, and the Kvinnaböske might make it all feel a little bit old-fashioned, but this can easily be fixed by adding a DJ who pretends to scratch. In real life, of course, this is 30 years old, but in Eurovision, it will give your number a contemporary feel.
Step six, costumes. You need to look memorable, something that the viewers will notice.
Oh, perfect. Step seven. The song. Everything else might be important, but the song is essential. Let it be about something everyone can connect to. Love works. Peace is also a popular way
yes,
to go.
Peace is good. ABBA actually won the competition with a song about war, but this, with Waterloo, but this is not something we recommend.
Now, when you have everything you need and the pieces gathered, go for it and don't look back.
Let the song begin with passion, let the wind begin to blow.
You can break the rules of fashion and your chance to win shall grow. Look into the TV camera so the audience can see
that you're lovable, not desperate, smile and they will vote for me.
Fill the stage with light as dancers will join us. The expectations grow, it's time for the chorus.
Change the key, we'll give the world a show. It begins.
Well, you lovely people, it's time for me to go, I'm afraid. Thank you very much for joining me, Kieran Tuttius, for the Eurovision Showcase. Now, I hope you can join me next Sunday here on 92.3 Forest FM at 5 p.m. British Summer Time for the Eurovision Showcase. We have a special Nil Point show. I hope you can join me. I love my special guest, my other half, Rob Urry, with me here in the studio. And we're going to have an absolute ball. We're going to have a giggle, we're going to have a laugh, and we're going to be thinking, how on earth did that come Nil Point? And get Nil Point. It would be shocking. It should have got at least 12 points. Yes. So, make sure you join us next Sunday here on Forest FM. Follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase and like our Facebook page, the Eurovision Showcase. It'll be great. And I hope you have a wonderful week. Arrivederci, au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen. And have a nice day. Au revoir.
Você está ouvindo Eurovision Showcase na Forest FM com Kieran Tuttiet. As melhores músicas. Ok, algumas não tão boas assim. Eurovision, aqui em 92.3. Forest FM.